Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He's lining it up. 5 seconds left. NIU up 16-14. 62-yarder. Snap, hold, Jeter's kick. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! Picked up by NIU! Picked up by NIU! The Huskies have done it! The Huskies with the biggest upset in NIU history! They come to South Bend, Indiana, and they knock off the number 5 team in the country!
So, what's crazier? Northern Illinois beating Notre Dame over the weekend, or Notre Dame attempting a 62-yard field goal in college?
What? Well, they had no choice, right?
I guess.
The buzzer was there 5 seconds left?
62? What are you, crazy?
Yeah, it's tough. They shouldn't have had a chance at that anyway. Did you see how that game unfolded? There were two things. An obvious first down that they, for some reason, didn't give Northern Illinois on the review. And then the clock was running when they reviewed it. This is the previous drive where Northern Illinois is trying to ice the game. The clock is running when they go to review it. They come out of the review. They don't restart the clock. So Notre Dame doesn't have to use their final timeout. So they have that final timeout on their final drive to use it to kick the field goal. But right, it was 62 yards. So
803-0550. It's Victory Monday. Hold on, I'm checking my notes here. Does that apply to Syracuse football?
I was just going to ask because...
It does!
I believe...
Get me in the top 25. Show me. Hit me with that number.
They are not in the AP top 25.
Get out of here. What does the AP know?
They are not in the top 25, but I am looking at like the full votes, and they're on like half the ballots. So if they miss, they barely missed, because I'm looking at the full list of ballots and a lot of teams. Like this guy, Chip Towers... What someone with an AP poll vote has them over Michigan, who lost on Sunday. Kyle McCord, huh?
Kyle McCord.
He was at the Bills game yesterday.
He was at the Bills game yesterday.
How about that?
Mike in Alden is next up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I just wanted to bring up the whole like RPO thing, because I know this is an issue here with the whole run on James Cook up the middle. Every time we go to do that, it's where's the pass option there? Because, like, every time I feel like it just ends up getting handed off. And then you're looking at that, was it Wilson, the linebacker? We made him look like an all-pro, even though he is a good player. But he just snipped it out every time. And to me, if you're going to run up the middle, right, are we going to use Davis in those situations as opposed to Cook, who's more of a outside-the-numbers type guy? Yeah, and then I just wanted to bring that up and talk about that. And then the only other thing was when Josh jumped over that dude, nobody really talked about what he did to the two D linemen that were sitting there that are probably 600 pounds between the two of them, and he just wiped them off the face of the planet. It was awesome. But thanks, guys. I'll hang up on the
line. Yeah, thanks, Mike. I don't know exactly how many RPOs they even have anymore in their offense. Not quite the same as the Dorsey offense, right? Like, there's, you know, It's just, I just don't know, to be totally honest, how many RPOs they run. Not ever, if you're talking about run pass balance versus, you know, can Josh check out of a thing or is everything built right in? I don't know. We'll have to check that. We'll get the numbers. Have people dig into, you know, how many of these plays were RPOs and all that.
I also want to see how much of the pre-snap motion they were doing yesterday.
Yeah.
Because that was a big complaint under Dorsey, right?
You know,
they didn't use it a lot. And then when they went to Brady, they used a lot of it.
Yeah.
Or at least a lot more. And yesterday, it didn't really feel like to me they were doing a lot of it. But Curtis Samuel wasn't on the field a lot, so
sure.
He's the guy for that.
I saw a stat, Cooper Kupp in motion yesterday. Cooper Kupp in the game in Sunday night. This is what next-gen stats can give you. You're like, well, what do I... Well, what's the use of next-gen stats in player tracking? Sometimes it's really useful, and sometimes it can give you just notes like this. Cooper Kupp ran 464 yards of motion yesterday. Pre-snap motion, 464 yards, Cooper Kupp.
And then he had 21 targets?
Yeah. He ran like a mile and a half during the game.
Yeah, like a season's worth of cardio.
Yes.
From Cooper Kupp.
Ken and DePew. Hey, Ken.
Hey, guys. It's nice to get the win. I'm on the other side of the spectrum that everyone else is. I don't feel good about this win. We are in year 7 of Josh Allen. Everything on this offense is still Josh Allen. I know it's a new type of offense that they have to get used to. We've got offensive linemen that can move and that are nimble. How in the world, when you've got 3rd and 3, everything 3rd and 3 or less is Josh? You've got arguably one of the most electrifying running backs in the game right now. There is no resemblance of a screen game. How hard could we hurt teams with Cook in a screen game? Too much lackadaisical preparation. You can't spend the whole half being a step behind on offense and defense. That's coaching preparation and knowing your opponent. I'm not giving, this is year 7, I'm not giving in anything, and for the first time since he's been here, I am starting to be on the side of, well, McDermott, you're really interviewing to stay here after this season. Too many dumb mistakes, too many things, bad times. It's coaching preparation. He's really under the microscope this year. If things can't clean up, I mean, we are wasting one, probably the most dynamic quarterback we've seen in the NFL between rushing and passing and what he can do. We're wasting him away, and maybe there needs to be a little bit more of an authoritarian.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
A lot of it's preparation. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm happy they won. But 16 games with Josh like that and the playoffs, we're going to kill the guy, and we're never going to get to where we want to be. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, I mean, you said a lot of different things. I will jump on the last part. I would agree about the very last part. I don't think you can get through 17 games of asking him to do that. I don't think you can.
Haven't they already, though?
No. He does that like four games a year.
Where he runs that much and
where
like
he runs
throws
and jumps
his body
and
around that much?
Yeah, where he runs for two and throws for two. You know, usually it's a little less than that on the running department. He had designed runs yesterday, right? He had a designed run. I don't want him to be told not to run. But three people ran with the ball into the end zone, and it was him all three times. I mean, Shakir on a screen.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no, like, but hey, Ray Davis inside the 10. There was none of that.
He's a cheat code.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's there's a lot of stupid little comparisons I could make, but it's like if you play your buddy in NHL online and he only knows how to score the glitch goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of the Bills' red zone stuff is the glitch goal. Like, Allen's going to pull it down and take it himself. And that's what makes it hard to evaluate an offensive coordinator or an offense in general. Like, how was Joe Brady's design? I don't know. If he designed a play that stunk and Josh Allen jumped over Buda Baker, play the shout song, baby, you know? So I don't think they can get through 17 games in the playoffs with him doing all of that. He needs more. He'll need more from Kincaid and Coleman and Shakir. And they all played, you know, parts in this game. But the everybody eats is the everybody eats. Everybody eats a little bit, and Josh Allen eats a full Thanksgiving meal every game.
Like, mm-hmm.
I don't think that will hold up. So there's, again, we do this all the time. I always refer to it as the battle for Josh Allen's soul. He leaped over Buda Baker, had to get his hand wrapped, and said in postgame, I can't make a living like that. And in 3 days, he'll do it again.
Yeah.
For better or for worse, it's what he's going to do. No, I'm not going to go tonight. We're going to have a nice little Saturday. And then he's streaking through the quad. Like, that's not going to change until he gets guys that are open. Like, to me, that's the part of this. If he's got guys in open and an offense that's giving him those quick answers and the design is so good, he won't do that. But
and if you're up big.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the point about if they're going to play more close games, he's going to feel the need to do things like that more often. And on the caller's original point about the screen game, you saw it in a couple moments yesterday. I feel like their screen game is Curtis Samuel. And I don't know how much they felt he was ready to play yesterday, playing less than 30% of the snaps for someone they paid, you know, not a monstrous number to, but $8 million a year. So when Samuel's playing more, I would expect more screen game.
And screen game is going to depend on the defense. Like, you're going to have to call it against a look that you like.
Right.
You might not get a look. Tim in Clarence Center. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, the only thing I wanted to say, I really enjoyed the game. Everything, I forgot the first half. But the last play, we're up by 3 points, okay? Why and would they go for a field goal? And we could have lost that game with another bomb. The guy catches it on the 3 or 4 yard line. Why would you do that? I think we should have. We were only 4th and 3. I think we should have held the ball or pass, run, anything. That's my only critique that I was upset about McDermott calling that. So thanks. I'll hang up and listen to you.
Thanks, Tim. I didn't see anybody tweeting about the win probability on the Bills kick.
No.
And maybe we could look into that. Can you pull that up?
I could try to find that. Yeah.
Do some work on if that kick helped their win probability more than going for it would have. Because one thing about the Bills is, despite what you may think, McDermott, for a couple years, has been really good at win probability and knowing how kicking affects that. The Bills are a very reliably by-the-book, do-not-give-up-win probability on kicks. And in this particular kick...
All right, I got it for you.
You do, okay.
I think from Number Fire, if I have this right, their win probability went down from 85.3% to 83.9% when they kicked the field goal.
Okay. And going for the fourth down, you can't really put that in. The best
I'll try to find someone. I don't know how to do that after the fact.
The best
I'll
you can do is put in like first and 10 at 1 yard past it and find out what it is. And,
yeah.
But
yeah,
but even then, like, but their win probability did go down 2 points.
It went down 2 points when they made the field goal.
Making the field goal hurts you. Yeah. Again, that's trust the defense. There's a lot of trust in the defense. And in this case, the trust worked. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
Where's that fourth down bot when you need him?
Yeah.
I thought we had things for stuff like this. Where's the fourth down bot? He's too preoccupied with Antonio Pierce, maybe.
That was a rough one. Tune in to WGR 550 each Bills game day during the regular season for your chance to answer our tailgate trivia question. It's your chance to win two VIP tickets to a Buffalo Red Zone tailgate party, courtesy of Game Day Hospitality. Tickets include food, drink, entertainment, and access to the VIP tent. Visit our contest page at WGR550.com. Extendo Sports, then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Short week. Get your calls in now. Get your reaction in to Bills, Cardinals. Another season-opening win, another MVP performance, another day in the good life with a quarterback as good as Josh Allen, who's a freak show. Jeremy and Joe on Victory Monday on WGR.
Back to pass, steps up in the pocket, and he trips and falls down. Von Miller going to get credit for the sack. Welcome back, Von Miller.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.